All right, we'll go ahead and get rolling with our second press conference of the day, and one that's very important to the racetrack and to the family that we have here in front of us, the Wallace family. Of course, Rusty Wallace, our 1989 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series champion, current Nationwide Series owner with Rusty Wallace Racing, of course, an ESPN analyst for our sport, and fielding three cars for the first time in his team's history here, and also a member of the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame. We've also got Mike Wallace, driver of the number 01 JD Motorsports Chevy. Mike's one of only six drivers with 375 NASCAR Nationwide Series starts. He's got four career series wins and also has the best finish among the Wallaces here at Gateway. He was second in 2005 in the Wallace Family Tribute Race that we had here. And, of course, the guy that whose voice I'm really worried isn't going to carry through today, so you may have to speak up, Herm. Kenny Wallace, number 28, Illinois Corn Farmers Toyota. Jay Robinson Racing Team working in conjunction with Rusty Wallace Racing to field his car this weekend. Kenny's driven Rusty Wallace-owned cars from 89 to 92. Three wins, 26 top five, 62 top 10, seven poles, and a runner-up finish in the 91 series standings. And, of course, a three-time Nationwide Series most popular driver as voted by the fans. And then the youngest member of the Wallace clan, Steve Wallace, number 66, 5-Hour Energy Toyota. He's currently 10th in the Nationwide Series standings, having one of his best years, posted a Gateway career best finish of 5th here in the summer race, and in 2010 has yielded a career best 11 top 10 finishes with four races to go. So, gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you being here very much, and we'll let you get right to this. We know, and we talk with some of our track administrators today, how bittersweet this race is this weekend, being the last race for NASCAR at this stage at Gateway Raceway, and with your St. Louis ties and how close you are to this racetrack and the fans here. Maybe talking about some of the memories you have here and what Gateway means to you. So, Rusty, if you'd like to go ahead and start off, we'll start with the guys and then take some questions.
Okay. Yeah, I'm really saddened to see this race go. I really am. I mean, I've been to a lot of racetracks around the country, and when Gateway was awarded a second Nationwide race, I really got excited about it because I love coming to the area. I love the people here, and it's been good for our teams. Our cars run good here, and when I heard it wasn't going to make it, I was devastated. So it was a tough call to get, no doubt about that, but nothing we can do about it right now except try to do the very best job we possibly can on this last race. I feel like we got three out of my team, three really good cars, three really well-prepared cars, and I'm excited to be here to do this. I know we're going to put a lot of effort in it with ESPN. We got meetings here in about a half an hour to talk more about it, but it'll be well represented on the network tomorrow afternoon. And we're covering all the practice here later. We're covering qualifying and the race. So we're going to really do it a good job. There's no doubt about that.
Steven, how about you from your perspective?
Well, it's a real sad time, you know. Two of my favorite racetracks, you know, you've got Memphis has gone away, then you've got the St. Louis race too. So, you know, two of the really cool standalone events have, you know, been taken off. But this track's really cool, you know, because all the family ties and stuff. And I really enjoy racing here. And, you know, we had a really good finish here last year. And just got a lot of really cool memories. Just sad to see it go. It's just a tough time out there right now.
Mike, how about you?
Well, myself, you know, first of all, I want to thank the Speedway for back in 2005, they named a race in our family's honor. I think if we researched it a little bit, it's the first time that a national touring event had ever been named in a family's honor. And I was fortunate enough to run second that day, and we were all here. Our parents were here. Everybody's, you know, was present at the time. I grew up, you know, we've all grown up in the St. Louis area, but I've got a closer tie because I've raced so much at Tri-City Speedway up here in Granite City, Illinois. And, you know, we've, as Kenny, I know, has always wanted to, and myself, and one time Rusty's run here, and Steven, we'd all like to win a race here. And but I'm very appreciative. I honestly hope that there's somebody here in town that is wealthy enough that would step up and buy this facility and, you know, open it back up or reopen or not let it close, however, and then we come back and continue. But all in all, I want to thank Rusty personally for helping Kenny this weekend. It really means a lot. Kenny's got an excellent opportunity to qualify and race well here. So, Rusty, thank you for doing that for him. If I would have knew you had another car, I would have asked myself. But it's all good. So Rusty's got cars that can win the race. I'm here hopefully to have a great time, a little family tie for me. My son Matt, who's here, he's going to spot for me today, and Christy's in town, and she's going to spot for me tomorrow. So we're having a little final family tie as a Gateway.
And Kenny, what are
your
thoughts?
My family has said it all. I just want to point out that when they built Gateway, it opened up some opportunities for me to do things in St. Louis as a kid that I had never dreamed that I could do. And, you know, so what happens is they call you in to help promote the racetrack. And some of my most memorable moments from Gateway was they said, go to Busch Stadium, and we want you to promote the NASCAR race this week in town. And I was able to meet Jack Buck in person. I was able to throw out the first pitch. I was able to meet Stan Musial, and Stan signed my shirt, and he spelled my name wrong. It was Kenney. And so I guess the moral of the story is this racetrack, you know, when we were kids and, you know, we were all behind Rusty's career, I lived, eat, and I slept Rusty Wallace. You know, we spent nights in the shop till 2 in the morning to go NASCAR. And then when Rusty finally made it to NASCAR, it was like, you got to be kidding me. You know, we're going NASCAR. And then all those years later, they bring a NASCAR date back here. It was really, you know, awesome. So the racetrack also made me do some things, like I said, that I would have never done. You know, tour Anheuser-Busch, go to see the Rams practice facility. So I guess the moral of the story is I just want everybody to know that the racetrack opened up opportunities for me as a kid that I would have never got to do, and that's meet those legends and watch the Rams practice in real and get free tickets to every damn game there is in town. So, so I just really want to thank the people that put this racetrack together.
I obviously need to mention this. I mean, this is a real important weekend for our team because 5-Hour Energy is sponsoring this race. It's a 5-Hour Energy 250. They really got behind the race, they got behind the track, putting a lot of effort into it. They really care about this last event, so it'd be a lot of 5-Hour around here. So Steven knows he's got to get up on the gas and stand up in that seat and have a good run. We don't want to put any pressure on him, but
we'll be just fine, I think. We'll see.
We live with pressure.
Yeah. And Kenny, with his new sponsor, the Illinois Corn Growers, that's a really cool deal with ethanol coming on and announced in NASCAR now. This is a perfect fit, and we're really excited to have the Illinois Corn Growers folks here for this event. And like I said, the car he's got is a real fantastic car. And in fact, all three of our cars this week are prepared equally. And all these cars are obsolete next year, and that's really the reason I was able to do this. We had some excess cars that we could do this with, and so I can't wait to see how practice gets going here about 1:30 and see how these things turn out. And obviously, that's one race. Then the next race is qualifying because they need to qualify well here. They got to get up front because the competition being so tough, it's hard to come from the back up to the front in a short race. This is only a 2-hour race, 2 hours and some change. So I hope we have a good crowd tomorrow. We're going to have good weather. I'm pretty optimistic. I'm hearing about rain, but I think it'll go away. So we'll see what happens.
One of the things specific to Kenny, too, is he is one of only three drivers that's got 400 starts in the series and is going to edge ever so much closer to his good friend Jason Keller sometime next year to be able to become only the second driver in series history to capture 500 series starts. So, questions for any of the Wallaces? Again, we've got the wireless mic. Please let us know. Raise your hand, name, and affiliation before you ask, please.
Ken Roberts, St. Louis Post-Dispatch. This is for Kenny. With NASCAR announcing they're going to ethanol and you with the Corn Growers Association, are you going to be the national spokesperson for them or just a one-race deal?
I hope so. You know, I'm here to make people knowledgeable about ethanol. There's a lot of myths out there. And with NASCAR announcing that we're all going to run, E15 next year and all three top touring series, Sprint Cup, Nationwide, and the trucks. Of course, IndyCar Series is already running ethanol. I have so much to say, and I just urge everybody to follow me on Facebook and Twitter because the Corn Growers have hired me to spread real knowledge. That's what I'm here to do, besides win the race.
Kenny, Calvin May from the Associated Press in St. Louis. Have you thought about calling Stan Kroenke to see if maybe he'll buy this facility?
Who is that?
the owner of the St. Louis Rams?
Well, you know what? As much as I am behind this racetrack, I think we'd have to make the track shorter and make it easier to get to and move the data. I've always thought that there's two things that need, this track needs to be done. I've said it from the start. Track's too big. They used up all the land. They need to make it like Richmond. They need to hire Rusty to come in here and redesign the track. So if somebody wants to come here and redesign the track and make it like Iowa and open up about 100 acres to parking, then it would be successful and move the date to October. Heat and the track and the no parking are what hurt us here.
Now, that guy owns the Rams and is part of the Walmart family, right? Or
correct,
married into
correct.
The Walmart
system. His wife is Sam Walton's daughter.
There you go.
The track will make it. We got every corporate. You know, one thing about growing up in St. Louis, there was never no lack of, you know, you got Anheuser-Busch, Monsanto, McDonnell Douglas, Purina. I mean, we live right in the epicenter of business, you know, besides Chicago, New York, and Atlanta. I mean, this town's got all the money it needs. Just got to have somebody do it right. This was not done right.
Well, he owns the Denver Nuggets and the Colorado Avalanche also.
Like I said, hire Rusty Wallace Design Company, redesign the racetrack, and just let people
and come
I'll in.
And I'll bulldoze it.
Huh?
And I'll bulldoze it.
Right. Yeah, Steve. Yeah. We'll put a bulldozer on the end of our cars.
Other questions?
Kenny, just to follow up on that, you know, you mentioned about this track gave you some opportunities here. Do you think if this closes that somebody coming up following your footsteps, any of you guys, they won't have that kind of opportunity? That could be the sad part of this with this track closing. Somebody.
I really don't.
Opportunity
no, yet. I don't think so. I think you look at Jamie McMurray, who just got done winning, you know, the Bank of America 500 at Charlotte, and Carl Edger. I truly, in my heart, think that they followed the footsteps of Rusty Wallace and Kenny Schrader. I mean, there's no doubt. We got to be honest. This town was built on Rusty Wallace and Kenny Schrader. I mean, you know, you got to be truthful. And so I think that, you know. Rusty and Kenny Schrader took St. Louis to another level, and for that, you know, every young kid owes a debt of gratitude or respect, you know, to those two drivers. I mean,
that's a lot of pressure. I don't know if we want that pressure.
Hell, let me tell you something. Everybody says you're not as good as your brother. I said, listen, I never planned on being as good as my brother. I just wanted to do what the hell he was doing. You know, I just wanted to race, and I think that's what you're going to see a lot of young Missourians do. You know. That's the way I feel about it, you know. And I think Carl Edwards and those guys are. I think that's why they wanted to be race car drivers. They seen Rusty and Schrader come out of St. Louis, which is a baseball town. You know, that's pretty hard to do. And Rusty and Kenny Schrader did it.
Even though the question wasn't addressed to me, to follow up that, you got to remember that everybody you talked about, Rusty, Kenny, myself, Steven, all four of us raced the local short tracks in whatever area. Steven was brought up in the Carolinas, so. You know, he ran Bandolero cars, Legend cars, worked on his own late models, won races, and there's still short tracks around. 11 and I-44 Speedway is a beautiful facility. I won the national championship. It was just totally rebuilt this year. That Jamie McMurray drove for the same people I did. Carl Edwards raced there. Tony Stewart had raced at that racetrack. So there's still going to be opportunities for young drivers and, you know, to get experience. You know, sometimes I think people forget that you just don't hop out of a go-kart and you become a NASCAR driver. There is actually a little, you know, Saturday night racing you're supposed to do along the way.
One thing I want to add, too, is that I differ from what some of them say about this track. I personally like this track a lot. I like the shape of it. I think it's a real challenge. I used to come here and test for Phoenix, Arizona here, and when I left here, I went to Phoenix and won the race. I like the tight turn 1 and 2. I like the big turn 3 and 4. And we had one of the most exciting races here. The first race, it was unbelievable. The big crash in the start-finish line. Steven had a fifth-place finish. We left here going, wow, this was one hell of a race. So it puts on a great race. It's just, I understand a lot of people talk about the shape and a lot of the things why it was hard to make it be successful. But it does put on a good race, and we love coming to St. Louis to race here. I can tell you that. There is no doubt about that. And I'm sad that this place is going. We can, in NASCAR, and the drivers we've got nowadays, we can put good races on anywhere. And this was unique. I mean, we saw a lot of guys downshifting in turn 2 last time here, which they never thought about doing. We saw a lot of passes off of turn 4, which I didn't think they could do. It's got its own unique character, and it's pretty cool, to tell you the truth.
This is for any four, any one of you four. Do you guys give Danica much trouble for being a rookie?
Give Danica much trouble?
She's good looking.
No, you know, I'm actually a fan of Danica because I have a daughter that's trying to race. So, you know, it's inspirational to see her. She garners a tremendous amount of media attention. I rode around with her in the truck at California because we both qualified next to each other, and she was kind of awed by that. She says, I don't know what everybody's fascination with me is. And so
I got a good idea of it.
Yeah.
How about a follow-up to that?
Well, she's a good-looking girl, but on top of that, you know, there's not a lot of female racers that are, you know, have you know, been real successful either, but I think the looks are definitely, you know, pretty helping on that part. Good times there.
I'm happy for her because, to me, she's against all odds, and she doesn't ask for the attention. I mean, she doesn't got people out there saying, hey, give me attention. She's just feeling it all, so... I think, first of all, the last two races, she's done really, really good. And
Danica was fantastic in California. She both practice sessions, we covered them. In both practice sessions, he was right there, top 10, top 5 in both sessions. She got in a race and had a fast car. She looked fantastic. And I think she's really starting to catch on. And she showed a lot of that in Charlotte last weekend. So, I mean, and she's been here before. So it wouldn't surprise me if she surprises people again here.
There were a couple of times there at Charlotte where I looked in a mirror and there was the green 7 car there. So she's definitely gotten a lot better for sure.
Other questions?
This is for Rusty. Has there been any thought in your mind of perhaps getting a group together and buy this track since it's probably going to close?
No, I haven't. I haven't thought of that at all. I mean, part of the benefit, I'm really involved in the Iowa Speedway. I own part of that racetrack. I designed it, and it's been real successful. And the good part, bad part, when Gateway lost its date, we got it at Iowa. And the second date that Gateway lost, it's never been placed. And the series was cut from 35 races to 34 because of that. So there's been no thought about doing that because, I mean, the money's tough right now. I mean, we're not out of this thing. We're all in a ditch right now still with the economy. And so we still struggle finding the sponsors we need for the Speedway. The one thing we haven't struggled for is the people. The people have been showing up in groves. We had 55,000 for our last nationwide race there. And IndyCars, about 45,000. And we've been having good crowds. But still, you can add all those people together all year long and pull the cash register, and you still need more to make money. And everybody's just barely breaking even or losing money. That's just the way it is. And so... We're having a tough enough time doing what we're doing, but I like designing tracks, and I kind of like owning them as long as we can put enough people in the grandstands and the sponsors, man. The sales team, sales and marketing team are everything for a racetrack. That's a lifeblood. It's the same as a team, though. The race team's all about sales and marketing, man. It's all about getting a sponsor so these guys can drive around in circles and put on a show.